looking at some great weather once we get past today and tomorrow. Now, today and tomorrow aren't a complete washout. In fact, there's hardly any rain forecasted, but there's this overcast skies that's happening here. We should start to see that breaking up around the noon hour, and then we'll get into some sunshine later this afternoon and a high of 68. Tomorrow's the same thing, morning fog, clouds, until about mid-afternoon, and then that'll break up, and we'll get some sunshine, high of 71 on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's going to be all sunny, and 77 on Thursday, 74 on Friday, 71 on Saturday. Are you getting the hint here? This might be the last hurrah, because I have a feeling now that we're into the fall season, because yesterday was the first day of fall, we are going to be looking at some chillier temperatures after all this sunshine. Great for the fall colors, though. If you get out this weekend, go looking at fall colors. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be a great weekend for that. All right, let's start off this hour with a little Zac Brown Band.
I got my toes in the water, in the sand. Not a worry in the world, a cold beer in my hand. Life is good today. Life is good today. Well, a plane touched down just about 3 o'clock, and the city's still on my mind. Bikinis and palm trees danced in my head. I was still in the baggage line. Concrete cars with their own prison bars, like this life I'm living in. But the plane brought me farther. I'm surrounded by water, and I'm not going back again. I got my toes in the water, in the sand. Not a worry in the world, a cold beer in my hand. Life is good today. Life is good today. Adios and vaya con Dios. Yeah, I'm leaving GA. And if it weren't for tequila and pretty senoritas, I'd have no reason to stay. Adios and vaya con Dios. Yeah, I'm leaving GA. Gonna lay in the hot sun and roll a big fat one, and grab my guitar and play. The 4 days flew by like a drunk Friday night as summer drew to an end. They can't believe that I just couldn't leave, and I bid adieu to my friends. 'Cause my bartender, she's from the islands. Her body's been kissed by the sun. And coconut replaces the smell of the bar, and I don't know if it's her or the rum. I got my toes in the water, in the sand, not a worry in the world, a cold beer in my hand. Life is good today. Life is good today. Adios and vaya con Dios. A long way from GA. Yes, and all the muchachas, they call me Big Papa when I throw pesos their way. Adios and vaya con Dios. A long way from GA. Someone do me a favor and pour me some Jaeger, and I'll grab my guitar and play. Adios and vaya con Dios. Going home now to stay. The señoritas don't care. No dinero, yeah. I got no money to stay. Adios and vaya con Dios. Going home now to stay. Just gonna prop up by the lake and put my in a lawn chair, toes in the clay. Not a worry in the world, a PBR on the way. Life is good today. Life is good today.
101.1 FM, Muskie 101. hadn't said a word all night, but the wheels are turning in her mind. Now I was riding shotgun, and I knew things had gone right. Just as soon as she dropped me off at the side of the road, and she let that gravel fly. Now I'm walking in the moonlight, seeing nothing but the taillights. And that's a pair of taillights I may never see again. She hit me with her left and right, showing me nothing but the taillights. And that's about as lonely as a highway's ever been, back here with my thumb out in the wind. Was it something that I did to her, or the things I never said? I wonder if the way we were was only in my head. Now if I even make it back to town before the sun comes up, I'm gonna hit every parking spot around till I find that pickup truck. Now I'm talking in the moonlight, seeing nothing but the taillights. And that's a pair of taillights I may never see again. She hit me with her left and right, showing me nothing but the taillights. And that's about as lonely as a highway has ever been, back here with my thumb out in the wind. Well, I'll bet right now she's laughing at how she brought me to my knees, but she won't be laughing half as loud when she gives me back my keys. She'll be walking in the moonlight, seeing nothing but the taillights. That's a pair of taillights she won't ever see again. She hit me with her left and right, and with nothing but the taillights. The highway's ever been, back here with my thumb out in the wind. There she goes. Here I come. Leave me out here in the middle of nowhere. Drive this. Trying to drown me.
We're the one that didn't get away. Muskie 101.
I couldn't wait to turn 16 and drive all the boys around. Foot on the gas and hands on the wheel was all I could think about. A little rust in the bed of that truck and a four-speed on the floor. $500, it was mine, all mine, and I never wanted nothing more. I took Kenny down by the river with a $6 bottle of wine. Just a fool trying to play it cool, hoping she'd let me cross the line. I was praying that she couldn't tell I'd never been that far before. The first time's a one-time feeling, and I never wanted nothing more. No, I never wanted nothing more. Well, I'm what I am, and I'm what I'm not, and I'm sure happy with what I've got. I live for love and laugh a lot, and that's all I need. Buddies all tried to change my mind, but I told them that I thought it through. Well, Katie laughed and my mama cried when they heard me say I do. Her little ring is a little thing, but it's all that I could afford. Now she's mine, all mine, till the day I die. And I never wanted nothing more. No, I never wanted nothing more. Well, I'm what I am, and I'm what I'm not, but I'm sure happy with what I've got. I live, love and laugh a lot, and that's all I need. One Sunday I listened to the preacher and I knew he was preaching to me. I couldn't help it, I walked up front and I got down on my knees. Right then and there, I swear, I changed when I found the Lord. Glory, hallelujah, good God Almighty, I never wanted nothing more. No, I never wanted nothing more. Well, I'm what I am, and I'm what I'm not. And I'm sure happy with what I got. I live for love and laugh for life, and that's all I I never wanted nothing more.
One announcement that got missed during the community announcements and calendar, 7:30 on Wednesday morning, See You at the Pole, a student-led national prayer morning at everyone's high school flagpole. So no matter what school you're at or community, join them at See You at the Pole, 7:30 on Wednesday.
Windows down, country sound, FM on. Just me and you and the man on the moon cruising down some old back road. And now, baby, don't you look at me that way. Cause you know there's only so much I can't take. Cause you made stop, I'm gone. Well, girl, you make me want. Yeah. Well, you know better than to wear that dress. It ought to be against the law. You know it should.
plain and simple. Girl, them dimples know just how to turn me on. But now, baby, don't you look at me that way, 'cause you know there's only so much I can take. If you don't stop, I'm gonna. Well, girl, you make me wanna. Close and tell you everything I'm thinking. Hop on out, let the tailgate fall. Get drunk on you with no alcohol. If you don't stop, I'm gonna. You make me wanna pull this truck to the side of the road. Slide on over, let me hold you close and tell you everything I'm thinking. Hop on out, let the tailgate fall. Get drunk on you with no alcohol. If you don't stop, I'm gonna. Well, girl, you make me wanna. Yeah, yeah. Windows down, country sound, FM on the radio.
Musky 101.
River and Rain Wellness Boutique and Rock Shop is making room for more rocks and crystals with a huge transition sale. Now through September 24th, every bath, body, skincare, wellness, and self-care product must go. 2 weeks only at 60% off. They're shifting focus to their incredible rock shop, so this is your chance to grab amazing deals on everything but the crystals. Don't wait. Visit River and Rain today on 3rd Street in downtown Hayward and help clear space for even more breathtaking crystal collections.
Are you looking for ways to give back to your local community? Use VolunteerWisconsin.org to find opportunities to volunteer your time with organizations making a difference near you. As we celebrate United Ways Month, we're also celebrating you. Visit VolunteerWisconsin.org or get in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center to find out more about local opportunities to get involved. VolunteerWisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin, paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Your local civic media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on whsm.com/contest-terms.
Get ready, Northwoods! Muskie Country 101 is fired up to help get the word out about your community events. From fundraisers and garage sales to car washes and craft fairs, if it's happening locally, Muskie Country 101 wants to shout it from the rooftops. Make sure your event is on our community events list. Email all the exciting details to community@whsm.com. That's community@whsm.com. It's free, it's fun, and it's the best way to stay connected in the Northwoods.
Musky 101.
best country.
101.1
Muskie 101.
We say goodbye, see you around. We turn our backs, then turn back around. We break up, we make up, and we make love. We can't seem to let go, girl, so I'm coming over.
In the studio today is Donna from the University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension Office, but we're not talking about things that happen in Madison. We're talking about things that happen in Sawyer County. You're the 4-H director for the Sawyer County area, and welcome to the program. Appreciate being here.
Thank you so much for having me, Mark. I really enjoy my time that I get to spend with you.
Yeah, you and I know each other from the Sawyer County Fair, because I've been involved with the fair for many years, and you as well. And people think of the county fair as being, that's 4-H. Lots of animals. Everybody's dealing with a horse or a pig or a cow or chickens. But I've realized now 4-H is way bigger than just the home farm now. Well, tell me a little more about what 4-H is about and how it's grown from agricultural to other aspects.
For sure. You're right. 4-H did originally start off as an agricultural club over 100 years ago. And through the years, as farms, family farms diminished, and as needs in the communities were discovered, there's so many more ways that 4-H can provide opportunities for youth in counties, even if they're non-agricultural or minimal agricultural counties, to do with projects. And 4-H does a lot of project-based learning. Hands-on project-based learning is our biggest thing. And I know that recently we had a project guide that was released from UW-Madison Extension. And I think there's over 100 projects in there, but I know that we can do over 1,000 different things with it because we also have project area that is individualized.
Okay.
So we may have a youth in our county that decides that they want to learn more about kayaking. We can make a project with kayaking. And my job as the educator for Sawyer County is to connect them with a mentor, with an adult that is a certified volunteer that's been vetted and gone through several certification trainings with me. And it can be done online or in person. And connect them to get them more passionate about what they want to learn about. So it's a lifelong learning organization.
Yeah.
You don't just stop when you're a youth learning new things. We notice that a lot of our volunteers that come in are passionate about a certain area or a certain project. That's why they come back to 4-H.
Yeah.
Give their skill sets and their love and passion for whatever project that they are interested in and learn along with the youth more about their project. Mm-hmm. And as an educator, that's one of the favorite things in my job is I get to connect people that have similar interests, but I also get to be a learner and part of that journey as well.
Oh, that's so cool. So outside of agricultural elements or projects, because at the fair, we know there's a horse project, there's other 4-H projects that end up in the display building at the fairgrounds. So people think 4-H all about animals and agriculture, but there's other projects that show up at the Sawyer County Fair as well.
Sure, and I would say that it's a snippet of what really goes on in 4-H. At the Sawyer County Fair, we are a separate entity. We're guests at the fair, just like anybody else who can come in open class and show off their projects.
Yeah.
But when you walk through that exhibit hall, you'll see woodworking, you'll see beading, jewelry making, pottery. There's a lot of flower displays, gardening, sewing, quilting, and I don't want to offend any of my listeners that have entered into other projects because I'm in a
There's technology projects, there's photography.
There's photography. Mechanics. There's coding. There's mechanics in there. We have Lego kits, so there's STEM opportunities in there.
Yeah.
Food sciences. I mean, it's endless, and that's what it was so great about 4-H. It is endless of what you want to learn about.
Yeah. Now, if people wanted to find out more information about projects, I received notice of a new 4-H project guide. And even though I see it PDF on my computer, if I were to print that out, I couldn't believe how many topics were there.
Yeah, there is a lot out there. And in Sawyer County, I'm just really excited about our programming year that's coming up because we're adding more opportunities for youth to get involved in 4-H and adding more project areas here. But we also have special times during the year where we open it up to everybody in the community, all youth in the community that could come and try out some kind of project that they might be interested in.
Sure.
So I know this winter we're doing something different this year. Every first Sunday of the month, starting in December, we will be having a project afternoon. The location will change, so I won't release the locations. Yeah. Okay. We're going to try to spread it out throughout the county so that travel isn't going to be a barrier.
Sure.
But then they can come participate, whether they're in 4-H or not in 4-H, and learn about woodworking, leather making, beading, archery, you know, so we have shooting sports, that sort of thing.
Okay.
We're trying to bring them in and experience different things that maybe they can take away and say, hey, I really loved that, and I want to try to explore more about it or learn more about it. Because you won't know what you like until you try it.
Right, yeah. Yep, unless they already know, hey, this is where I want to go to. Is there a project for that in 4-H? Again, you're the connector, so
yes,
you'll put that together. Tell us about this event that you have coming up. It's kind of like an open house for 4-H. Tell us a little bit about that.
So we do. We have what we call the 4-H Project Open House Day, which is October 19th. October is our National 4-H Week is the second week of October. We in Sawyer County celebrated all month.
All month long.
1 week is not enough time. Yeah. So we do it all month, and our enrollment year starts September 1st and it runs through August 31st. So in September, we're kind of regrouping with the leaders and the volunteers in Sawyer County, and then we start our really hands-on projects in October and November, and then the rest of the year until fair. Yeah. And fair is our, at the Sawyer County Fair, that's kind of our celebration and our display and our critiquing of how well we did in our project, learn from the judges how we could improve what we learned or even stretch our brains and learn more about it. So and right now with this project open house, it's October 19th. It will be at the fairgrounds from 1 to 4 o'clock. We're going to have animal science stations, Legos, club favorites. This is all put on by the leaders, the volunteers, and the clubs. So it's youth teaching youth.
Yeah.
And youth sharing their things that they've experienced last year in 4-H to kind of see what the spark is.
Yeah.
Our 4-H's, people always ask, what do 4-H mean?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's 4-H's on our, it's a four-leaf clover with an H on each clover. And the heart is 1-H. Hands, health, and head. So we try to get kids to care about each other, be kind, a sense of belonging. Giving back to the community is with the hands. Our health, about living well, balancing your life so that you have a happy, you know, self-discipline and making healthy lifestyle choices. And then your head, of course, is about doing some critical thinking and making good choices. So,
yeah. So if anyone had questions about 4-H, how would they get a hold of you?
Okay, so your best way to get a hold of me is to reach me at my email. You can try calling the office. Thing about my job is I don't get to sit in the office. If I'm in the office 5 days a week, I'm not doing my job because I need to be out there in the community. So you can email me at donna.nucky@wisc.edu. You'll find me on the Sawyer County website. Yeah. For Sawyer County government website, you could look up Sawyer County 4-H, and we have our own website, Facebook, or you can call my number, and I will get back to you at 715-638-3294.
Wow. A lot of information, Donna. We will definitely have you back more often, and you can explain some of these projects in more detail and maybe bring some kids in with you. That'd be great.
Sure. They would be happy. They would be happy to participate.
my spare time and my spare key. Don't go to your front door, and I don't keep that old Jeep in your driveway anymore. And my toothbrush ain't on your bathroom sink. Haven't been to your side of town in weeks. You're the reason this thing broke, so you should already know. It ain't your place to walk up, say hey, ask how I've been at some party. It ain't your place to ask my friends when you see them out if I'm seeing somebody. You don't get to call me up, cause you're drunk. 2 a.m. say you miss us. Now you don't get to care where I'm waking up these days. It ain't your place. Don't reach out to my family when the birthdays come around. And don't act like you're happy for me when a dream works out. If I met someone or if I didn't, honestly, it's none of your business anyway. 'Cause at the end of the day, it ain't your place to walk up, say hey, ask how I've been at some party. It ain't your place to ask my friends when you see them out if I'm seeing somebody. You don't get to call me up, 'cause you're drunk.
Country music.
Totally awesome. Played great country.
101.1.
Muskie 101.
They said stand up on the stage, kid. Sing a song and play the part. They'll sing you back the praises you desire in your heart. They said grab a hold of the good life. Yeah, you can have it all. But they don't ever warn you how far you gotta fall. It was face down, but I see now. It was at the end of myself. Me. Jesus, he got a hold.
Muskie 101.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Administration have announced $1.3 million in grant funding for coastal communities across the state. The funding will go to local governments, regional planning commissions, universities, and nonprofit organizations for projects that enhance public access, address contamination issues, and support educational efforts. A number of Northwest Wisconsin organizations will receive a portion of the grant funding, including the Northwest Regional Planning Commission and the City of Ashland. A pair of Democratic state lawmakers have introduced a package of legislation seeking to combat the spread of chronic wasting disease. As hunting seasons begin to open across the state, State Senator Jeff Smith and State Representative Jenna Jacobson introduced three bills to provide additional funding for deer testing, chronic wasting disease research, carcass disposal sites, and an education campaign. Since the disease was first detected in Wisconsin in 2002, over 8,300 deer have tested positive for chronic wasting disease across 60 counties. Rice Lake area residents gathered at the River Church on Saturday for the inaugural Walk for Lives fentanyl awareness event. The first iteration of the event saw a number of speakers sharing information on the dangers of fentanyl while organizers distributed free Narcan to residents. A representative from the Barron County Sheriff's Department also spoke at the event, warning residents of the uptick they've seen in overdoses involving fentanyl and methamphetamine mixed together. After the speeches, residents took part in a two-mile walk through the city. A stretch of land in Douglas County will soon become part of the country's longest national scenic trail. Over 300 acres of land was purchased by the National Park Service over the summer to relocate about 30 miles of the trail, linking Patterson State Park to the Douglas County Forest. When completed, the North Country National Scenic Trail will span nearly 5,000 miles across 8 states from North Dakota to Vermont. About 210 of those miles will run through Wisconsin, and about 140 have already been completed. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
Musky 101 weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some areas of fog through mid-morning, otherwise mostly cloudy skies with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies with lows near 50. On Wednesday, some clouds to start, then increasing sunshine. A nice day with highs right around 70. Right now, it's 57.
Musky 101.
Wasn't born for digging deep holes. I'm not made for paving long roads. I ain't cut out to climb high line poles, but I'm pretty good at drinking beer. I'm not the type to work in a bank. I'm no good at slapping on paint. Have a knack for making motors crank, no, but I'm pretty good at drinking beer. So hand me one more, that's what I'm here for. I'm built for having a ball. I love the nightlife, I love my Bud Light. I like them cold and tall. I ain't much on mowing thick grass. I'm too slow for working too fast. I don't do windows, so honey, don't ask. But I'm pretty good at drinking beer. A go-getter, well, maybe I'm not. I'm not known for doing a lot. But I do my best work when the weather's hot, hot. I'm pretty good at drinking beer. Digging deep holes. I'm not made for paving long roads. I ain't cut out to climb high line poles, but I'm pretty good at drinking beer. I'm pretty good at drinking beer. I'll hand me one more, boys.
That's what I'm here for.
All right, coming up here at the 9 o'clock hour, I have a new keyword for you to enter into our Goal for the Green and Gold Text to Win Multi-State Contest, your daily chance to win a piece of gold jewelry and $200 cash. Plus, every entry puts you into the grand prize drawing of a pair of indoor club-level tickets to the Green Bay versus Minnesota game in November. And you can take me with you. So I have a new keyword. Now, the only way you can enter this keyword is by having the Civic Media app downloaded to your mobile device. So go to your Apple or Google Store. Find WHSM within the app. So download the Civic Media app first. Then within that app, search for WHSM. When you find it, click on it. And then click on the My Station button down at the bottom. That'll bookmark it for you every time you want to go in and enter. And there's many more times after the 9 o'clock hour that we'll have this. Anyways, once you hear the keyword, hit the text button, enter that keyword, and hit send. That's it. That's all you got to do. And you are entered into both contests, the daily prize and the grand prize. And every time you enter throughout the day, you get another entry in the grand prize drawing. So just be sure of that. And, of course, every keyword gives you a different drawing as well. Anyways, so I will give you... I was just about ready to say the keyword now, but no! You got to wait till the 9 o'clock hour. So come back in a little bit and keep listening here at WHSM Muskie Country 101. The 9 o'clock keywords coming up next.
Everything's still pretty much the same around here. The neighbor's still shooting all the next year's deer. Boys still lose less than playing at home. But I got better since you got gone. I'm still a few too many on a Friday night. Still try to step in when it ain't my fight. I'm still me, don't get me wrong. But I got better since you got gone. Swear it was like I'll be damned. I'm finally back to being who I am. When we were over, it was overnight. Like came on, it all felt right. When it all went wrong, you turned me loose. Knew I'd turn into, but it turns out me and you together's why it took so long. Cause I got better since you got gone. For a little while there, you had me convinced that my mama was the devil. Now we're talking again. Friends you hated ain't said one word. Besides, you got better since you lost her. Swear it was like I'll be damned. I'm finally back to being who I am. When we were over, it was overnight. Like came on, it all felt right. When it all went wrong, you turned me loose. Wasn't no telling who I'd turn into. But it turns out me and you together's why it took so long. Cause I got better since you got gone. I'm better since you got gone. And I ain't saying you're the sleep that I lost, but I never slept this good before. I ain't saying you're the weight on my back. I'm just saying that it ain't there no more. It was overnight, like came on, it all felt right. When it all went wrong, you turned me loose.
I don't take my whiskey to extremes. Don't believe in chasing crazy dreams. My feet are planted firmly on the ground. But darling, when you come around, I get carried away by the look, by the light in your eyes. Before I even realize the ride I'm on, and baby, I'm long gone. I get carried away, nothing matters but being with you. Like a feather flying high up in the sky on a windy day, I get carried away. Seem like an ordinary night. Same old stars, the same old moon up high. But when I see you standing at your door, nothing's ordinary anymore. I get carried away by the look, by the light in your eyes. Nothing matters but being with you. Like a feather flying high up in the sky on a windy day, I get carried away. I get carried away by the look, by the light in your eyes. I'm long gone. I get carried away. Nothing matters but being with you. Like a feather flying high up in the sky on a windy day, I get carried away.
FM WHSM Hayward, Muskie 101.
All right. We are into the 9 o'clock hour here at Muskie Country 101, and I just wanted to refresh you on the forecast for today. We're going to get up to 67 degrees, some cloudy skies most of the morning, but towards the afternoon, this will break up. And we'll have some sunshine this